Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Let's talk about the farm bill today. The level of support and type of support has evolved over time. Today's bill isn't my father's farm bill. The importance of farm supports to farmers has diminished over the years. When I came in as Secretary of Agriculture, the farm program was designed to support price and stabilize farm income. And to lift the price, we had acreage set-asides. Take 10% of your corn land out of production, and you would qualify for price supports. Things began to change over time. Exports continued to grow in importance. As a member of the World Trade Organization, the pressure began to build to ensure that a country's farm program did not distort planting of the crops. We're living with an infraction right now. We've been paying Brazil millions of dollars because our cotton program has not satisfied WTO rules. With most price supports gone, to help farmers, we went to direct payments. And those payments were hard to justify. We didn't have to do anything to earn them, and now they are gone. Suddenly, we look at today's farm bill. 80% of the money goes for food stamps, school lunch, and WIC. We've always called it a farm bill, but I'm not sure it is. As we wrote this last farm bill, the traditional alliance of farmers and nutrition advocates almost collapsed. The Congress is working on the appropriations to fund our new farm bill. It's not easy. School nutrition requirements are still in debate. When I look at the farm supports, I think they're too complicated. How did that happen? Well, 600 companies spent $500 million on lobbying for 2 years, telling the Congress what to put in the bill. It's a food bill today. It's not a farm bill. And on the farm side, the centerpiece of the bill is crop insurance. It's meant to manage the risk of drought, floods, and other crop problems. Crop insurance is government subsidized to the level of 60%. And to receive crop insurance, you must be in compliance with the conservation requirements of the bill. Some individuals think this 5-year farm bill is our last. I doubt that. However, we could see farm and food part ways the next time around. Farm bills over the decades have become more market-oriented, and that's where the next one will lead. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.